you're listening to the show about fucking than eating the rich. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
You know, and the pizza says that it latest arrival by 8:55, which is 3 minutes ago. So.
Or get it free.
Oh, good. It's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So.
Did you
rules.
Tell them to just to leave it out under the trash cans?
I don't know.
Something?
I actually had my son did by you, the did trash
you,
cans.
Did you tell them to throw it into the recycle bin?
She said only give it to people who've been to her class.
You know that your pop filter is floating up in the air? I just heard the door open.
I know. That's not our door. That's
it's our door because it's so hot in here.
Oh.
Is it hot down there, Adam? Because it's 90. It was 91
gosh.
Degrees today.
So hot here.
Oh, not that hot.
Really?
Yeah, 91.
Oh.
No, not that hot here.
It's pretty insane. I actually turned on the AC in the way upstairs because they've been working in the attic and all the attic air has been in the top.
So hot. Yeah, that's unbearable up there.
All right. I know we want to start and we're all here. I'm just going to check and see if the pizza is here so that we won't get interrupted by the pizza if it actually is just sitting
is
on the
Is it already
porch.
Paid for?
I'll be right back.
You should lock the door.
We have a little slice. The door's locked. Don't worry. In fact, the children aren't even allowed to open the door.
Is Alex the one that locks the door?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm not the
Eric?
Door locker. I'm not the door locker. Alex is the door locker. And I'm, you know, it's good that he's the door. In fact, if he's away, like for his sleep
but
study,
you don't
he
teamwork
made.
Teamwork it? Like you don't lock the door at all ever, Abby? Abby!
No,
well, the nice
no.
Well, I would. Actually, Abigail. I do. I do lock the door.
She will invite them in to sit down and have
like
some
serial
tea.
Killer.
Radical hospitality.
Let's do a visualization
and then
together,
she
serial
them.
Killer.
Yeah. Like, I know that it's unlikely. It's just that proved it to me. When that happened up here, of all places, I was like, Eric, what the fuck? Lock the door.
Eric. I wrote some scribbles and then I never sent them to you because I wrote them in my notebook on vacation.
Okay.
I don't think it'll affect anything. But I'll send them to
still
you.
Send them.
Yeah.
Because then they can affect things.
Whoa. It like counteracts everything you've written for tonight. I have no idea. I don't know what you're writing for tonight. Bathwack's favorite color is yellow. Damn it!
Oh, I have that sound. Why am I making it with my mouth?
Because you haven't even played the start sound yet. Are you allowed to play other sounds?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I do lock the door. When I come in, I lock the door behind me.
That's good.
I don't.
Oh my
God. I do
Maybe
a lot
we should
of things.
Do the- Yeah. If we do the recap, the pizza will come while we're doing the recap. So we should just do the recap.
Cool.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Unfairy run. Ha, 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 ha.
It's Will. Fear of Trofast near. It's Will. For fear Xantras is here. Name change. Valencio Beige Man. Trust Will. Don't panic, Bathwack. The serious Bathwack. If I say mouse, you'll be a mouse. You'll ride in my pocket. And maybe you should comb your hair. Those tufty locks, a small mohawk that somehow looks very turtly.
Yeah.
Round room. Unseen servant, it smells like clay. Ladders, the serious Bathwack. Ow! The serious Bathwack.
Notes to remind me to tell you what happened.
A coup.
A coup.
Mouse thwack, mouse thwack, mouse thwack, mouse thwack, mouse thwack.
That's amazing. I want to see the lyrics because I couldn't understand some of it. It was so funny. Oh my God. Can I see them?
Okay, I'm going to send them.
Can you send
to
them?
You right now.
Oh my God.
I'd be dancing the entire time and lip sync. It was incredible.
All right, I'll put it in this chat here. And yeah, literally, like the song, I was hoping it would have one more verse so I could add some more information in, but it didn't. And I couldn't like stitch anything together. I just ran out of time.
That's why I often sing during instrumentals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or just speak over instrumentals. Yeah.
I really should have.
You've
that would have been good.
Repeated the song before too, like, right?
Yeah.
I've definitely like, yeah, because, there it is.
Ferryman
Gary and Fairy Rhyme.
Yeah, that's that amazing. Got squished a little. And I don't know if you remember the original song at all, but the line is the serious moonlight.
I'm sure it was something.
So I love the serious bat.
That's so amazing. Oh my God.
And
if I say mouse, you'll be a mouse. That's so funny. Please don't poop in there. I heard that one. Oh my God.
That's it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That was so great.
Thank you.
Wow.
So the parts that I didn't really get to touch on are that. Okay, there was one thing I noted that Will deceives Bathwack about having control over over being able to end the spell. What's the other thing here? Oh, Roscoe got bored and needed an outlet. And Rafina apparently gave him a mini Paint My Numbers kit, which both Adam and I do not remember at all, but I wrote it down in my notes. And Shimi says identity, which I loved, so I wrote it down. Identity. And then the like round room is in the library. Ladders, those rolling ladders when Will went into there. And I think there's one. What was the one more? I can't get it to go the other way. Boop a doop a doop a doop a doop. Yeah,
your
that's
recap
it.
Is amazing.
Oh, of course. Then we didn't get to talk about Trofast really, but Trofast looked sort of like Trofast, but was not a. But Trofast was originally not a dwarf, but he is this time.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
Yeah, okay. He's a dwarf now, and he was like a half elf looking. And I only know that because I listened just to that. part that he asked me to listen to. But I want to say, because I knew you wouldn't say it because it's a you thing, but I wrote down all the things that Rafina shouted as she was being a badass and rafting. And I'm going to see if I can find them all. One was harpoon the foxholes, batten down the parrot, grind the poop deck. I think there was another one, but I don't know if I have it down. They were gurney the gangplanks. Gurney the gangplanks. So amazing. You kept shouting them like at very, it was amazing. It was like, it was actually like you maybe were a rafting person. Like it was just seemed to come so naturally. So I tried to write down all of them. They're so great. Grind the poop deck is what I said.
Grind the poop deck. Yes,
that sounds about right.
The poop deck.
My God.
We did it. I'm glad that we did the recap because I never know what happens if I don't do the recap or if someone else doesn't do a nice recap. The rest of you remembered everything, so you didn't really need the recap. But
no, you were great. That was amazing. That was perfect. I'm so excited. It's still Let's Dance always still reminds me of Happy Time when we just ended a sketch with Let's Dance at one point.
Oh, did you really?
Now Let's Dance. Yeah, because we didn't know it was one of Jason's sketches that he kind of never had endings to. And then Lydia was just like, now let's dance. And then they just played Let's Dance and everyone just danced around. And that was the end of the sketch.
Amazing.
Amazing.
That reminds me, Adam, I shared your social worker sketch with a few people today.
Yeah.
Because it stuck with me. It stuck with me. So good, just random. Good. Yes. Yes. I wanted to tell you that.
It just spread across the nation and inform and educate people about systemic
social worker burnout.
You want to
social worker burnout?
Hello, all. Feel free to check the Pork Fried Dice Discord server, link found in the episode description, for a link to Adam's social worker sketch. Okay, bye.
Let's dance. Let's mouse thwack.
Abby, why?
You don't there like too many things I'm going to fix now.
Oh, so Abby. Don't do that to yourself.
Okay. That's how it is every time.
She's like you.
Oh, Abby, it was amazing.
You
it
can't
was so
stand
good.
Listening to your own recaps.
I'm sorry that like the first thing I said was let me look at the lyrics, but it's because I wanted to make sure I heard it all.
No,
I felt so bad whenever I couldn't
Absolutely.
Hear something. I was like, oh, what did she say? I want to be able to hear it, but I can't hear it. It was so good.
I had
good.
To get my son at right at 8 o'clock, and it's like 7:53. I'm like, export! So I
yep.
That's funny.
But I was
on it's
time.
Like abort, but export.
I know.
Export mission.
Export. Okay, so some of us are in the library. Some of us, where are the rest of us?
So there's three. I've got three columns on my notes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, pretty
one
pretty.
Roscoe and Sheeny are doing their
That's
own
right.
thing.
Yep. They're going to return the wagon back to Milling's Goods and Sundry. Rafina is waiting with Gary the Fairy guy to help him. Apparently the funeral procession is heading your way, and he is clearly helpless, so you offer to stay with him and help him with that. And then
he's unqualified.
Will and Bathwack are in the library with Trofast.
And we were the last one speaking before, so maybe we cut to something else.
I rolled a D3 to determine what we would start with.
Nice try.
Oh, I don't care.
It's not him.
Oh my God, it's Terry.
So we are going to start with Roscoe and Sheemy.
You guys hear anything in my background?
No.
A little bit of a fan,
just
but nothing
super
like
small.
Big.
It does
I
not
don't have a fan on. My fan is off. I'm suffering for the podcast.
Oh,
and yet you hear a
there's
fan.
Something.
Can you turn the fan on and don't suffer?
You want me to turn on the fan? You want to hear it?
Yeah, maybe it's not so bad.
Oh, my ears!
I don't think I hear that.
All I heard
I don't
was
hear the
your,
fan at
your,
all.
I don't
I just
hear
heard
that
you
at
sigh.
All.
That's all
Adam,
I
don't hear that. I'll try to tell you if I hear it like drop out.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Well, thanks for encouraging me to turn that on.
Yeah,
Alex,
it sucks to be hot. It sucks to be hot. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Suck to be as hot as I am.
Sucks to be hot.
What joke were you making? To be square?
I wasn't.
Oh. Cool.
What?
He asked what joke I was making when I said I know what it's like to be hot. And I said I wasn't.
What joke were you making?
I wasn't.
Well, what seriousness were you making?
It's the funniest thing you've said all night, Eric.
That's the first thing I've said all night. So
it's the first thing you said all night. It's true.
All right, so you rolled a D3 and we're starting with Roscoe and Shamey. Huh?
That's right. So you guys are driving away on the wagon in the direction that I think Gary pointed you in to get to Millings.
Adam Hobson is like, no, we're going the opposite direction. Good luck, Eric.
Turn around.
I stole Will's flying boots. Here we go!
Yeah, because Roscoe like has Shimi driving and he's like, all right, let's go that way.
Shimi doesn't know which way to go. Amazing.
Good podcast content.
It's the classic every Adam time, looking one way and pointing me. That's every
it's
time.
It's like Wiki.
KT like, almost does like a Lucille from Arrested Development thing. Every time I do it, it's like your Gene Parmesan moment.
He's doing it!
He's pointing one way and looking the other!
Oh my gosh. Yep. So many good bits.
I love it.
So yeah, Shimi's driving the cart, is that true? Okay. I don't remember. Sure, he is.
crash immediately.
If Roscoe was driving at the end of the last session, they quickly switch places.
I'm pretty sure Roscoe was he taking a nap?
You did on the ferry. I think you stopped napping.
Yeah, I think you took a nap in the cart on the ferry.
I'd say once it was like, all right, we're going, he's like, I'm going to go back to sleep, Shamey. Drive us to where we're
going. No, Roscoe, you can't do that, remember?
Remember what? What are you talking about? It's not my voice at all.
It's garbage.
Oh, I love it.
I'm Roscoe on the floor.
Hey, Roscoe.
What are you talking about, Shamey? I can't go to sleep?
Well, first of all, no. Apparently, none of you can, remember?
Oh, yeah, but I can still, like, act like I'm napping.
Right. But that's not even what I was saying. I was saying that you and I have business to attend to on this little trip of ours.
Oh, well, could you remind me what the nature of our business is?
Sure. I mean, I think this ties in very nicely, you not remembering what we said 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
but
I'm starting to remember. Oh, I don't like this at all. Oh, no.
We're going to solve the puzzle that is Roscoe LaFleur, right?
Yeah, I remember you saying something about that.
Come on up here. And he pats the seat next to him on the front of the wagon.
Okay, I'll just place myself up here. All right, I'm here now.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure if that was part of the hoisting or if that was the end of it.
I hoisted.
All right.
He's talking about hosting something, though. He wasn't actually hoisting himself. He was just hosting a party. Poor Adam.
It's his hope to hoist Servoivory.
This is so stupid. Okay. Hoist.
Well, remind me, Shimey, was the context for this coming up?
Oh, now you're getting in the weeds. Let's that's in the past. We're going to focus on the now.
Well, but the now is... The only part about myself that I'm kind of clear on is the past. It's the mystery.
All right, now here we go. Now we're already digging in. We've got your past, which to you is crystal clear. And wait, did I say past? Oh, I meant present.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, okay.
Right, but your past,
crystal clear in the way that, like...
Uh-huh.
You know, to the extent that things can be crystal clear to, like, a crazy old coot.
Right. Look, brackishly clear.
Oh. Brackishly clear. Yeah. Yay.
Right. So, now we've got your past, which is cloudy at best. Now, what does that mean to you, Roscoe?
the past. What's the past? I'm assuming you, well, I mean, I guess you didn't remember we were going to talk about this, even though we just said it 10 minutes ago, so maybe that's in Cloudy Land? where did the cloud, where's the front? Where's the cold front?
The cold front of my cloudiness.
Yeah. The leading edge.
Leading edge. Well, I think I already discussed that my earliest memory, right?
Oh, something about making love?
No. Well.
Oh, we're really doing some good work here.
Let me open up my character sheet.
Does it have a meteorological map on it?
The fact is that there's almost like there's two lines of memory.
Right.
That I have. One line of memory is mostly, you know, a solid, sometimes straight, but usually kind of squiggly line, but it's continuous.
All right.
And that line started when I ran into a man.
Was his name Van?
Ran off a man in a van. We're not doing the rhyming thing. That was last time.
All right.
My earliest memory is running through the woods and accidentally pushing him, this man off a small ledge and killing him.
Now, how old were you then, roughly? Or how long ago was that, roughly?
Well, right now, I'd say I'm about... And I think this... I've probably been inconsistent about this at least a couple times. I think I'm like 82. I'm in my 80s.
Okay, right.
That memory must have been, like, I think I was, like, maybe 7 or 8.
All right. Okay.
I don't remember anything prior to that point. Now, somewhere along the squiggly line, things started to happen. Things, memories, evocative imageries, and sensations started to percolate to the surface of my squiggles. And they seem to be refiring.
That's amazing. What the fuck? Refoying. You did not mean that. I saw that face.
Refoying.
He was like, what just happened to me? What the? That happened to Adam. Oh, poor Adam. No, go, Roscoe. Go, Roscoe. Go, go.
R-E-F-O-I-I-N-G. Refoying.
They seem to be referring to some kind of alternative to linear memory. If the line exists in a certain kind of space, in a certain kind of representation of, I don't know, numbers, order, sense, then these other memories, if that's what they are, seem to be referring to a whole other dimension of order, a whole other spatial representation.
Right.
Now, does that make any sense?
Well, I have one question. Do you have the sense that you're making these memories at those moments, or you're just accessing them or finding them?
I think I'm making them.
All right. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I wasn't clear on that part.
If I was making them, that would make me a genius. Some kind of creative, brilliant mind. But that's not what I'm doing. Not all creating them.
Okay.
And it's not so much that they're emerging inside of me. It's more like I find myself emerging inside of them.
Hmm.
and expanding a bit into them until the shape of me matches the shape of these bits of alternate dimensional squiggles. And then I align with them for a moment, and for a moment, I'm in this other space. And it makes sense. And it feels right. It feels like this is me. But then I keep expanding, and that piece of squiggle pops, and it becomes just another strange memory. Does that make any sense?
I mean, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I've got a bit of a split mind memory thing going on too, if you recall. Before, like, split between, like, when you guys went under the lake or whatever, or in my mind, it's just a river. It's all weird.
It's all jumbled up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
You know, you spend your whole life kind of walking around thinking, I'm just a discreet thing with a clarity of presence in the physical world. But then you become aware that you've got a brain in there. And that, like, you know, there's some kind of thing in how it operates that, you know, you clip this, you tie that, and all of a sudden your very sense of consciousness is distorted. So it's almost like presence isn't as straightforward as it feels. It's an illusion. And what does that mean? And if this presence is an illusion, is this other alternate dimensional presence, is that also an illusion? How many layers of illusion am I fucking living under?
And, is that... that's good?
I don't think so!
Oh, why not?
That's a good question, I guess. I guess I just assumed that was bad, but, I guess if there's no accessing objective truth, then... maybe it's a free-for-all. And we just do whatever the fuck we want. Like, look! And I punch a pole. Roscoe punches a pole
that you're driving
as hard as he can.
Like, what pole?
Okay, give me a strength check.
How?
Just with my fist.
What kind? What pole?
I don't know. That's
the
up to
North
Eric.
Pole.
I want to know, is it a... yeah, it's the North Pole! Is it like load-bearing?
They've been
is it
driving
a weight-bearing
for a while.
Pole?
They kept driving till they reached the North Pole.
All right, it doesn't hurt that much.
By the way, before you get into more wonderful role-playing, Adam, we did hear your fan all of a sudden. It's like there's a distance at which you... are from did anyone else notice that
it affects the airflow a bit.
Yeah, so there's some kind of moment. Yeah, it still was not as bad as that other time, but
sure. Okay.
But you could definitely hear it over your voice at one point. I didn't want to say anything though, so
yeah,
it was in the middle of the philosophical rant. I thought maybe it was just because you were speaking continuously and like it sort of opened up the dimension of the fan.
It's because I was being a windbag.
It was competing fans, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Adam's a fan
competing
of himself,
fans.
And there's a fan there.
I'm a fan.
Amazing.
I love it all. All right, let's do it. Go. Sorry. I just didn't want anything to be lost.
No, that's great. But if I stay basically like this.
Yeah, I don't hear it right now. I don't hear it right now.
Freeze. Just freeze.
No, move. So I punched the pole, yeah. And uh-huh. But
it's
and
got
my,
a six.
I'm okay.
Yeah, you're fine. It hurt a little bit. It was hard. It didn't move.
Did I get a splinter or anything?
With a six? No. All
right, cool.
The poles are well kept here in whatever town this is, Trent.
How could you forget the name of Trent?
On Duquesne Bay.
Dusqueenie Bay.
Dusqueenie.
Now, why'd you go and do that, Roscoe?
I don't know, because I could.
All right. So, it might be good, might be bad, might be a wash. You got sort of two lives you're living, or living one, but thinking you know, should be in another? Is that what it kind of feels like, that this is the wrong life? Did you say that?
No, I don't think that there's explicitly? An oddness to it. No oddness, no shouldness. But there's something underneath the squiggly line with which I've been familiar my entire life. There's something else going on. Something where I, you know, fucked a fairy queen.
Right.
Did you hear about that? It's your first time hearing about that?
No. Everybody's been talking about it ever since you guys talked about it.
Nice.
Constantly.
Yeah.
You've
good.
You've taken put your arm around me, taken over, and talked to me about it for a few times.
Well, when you put it that way, it makes me sound like kind of a creep.
No. We're companions here. We're just sharing tales.
Shimi is 14, Eric. Just remember.
Oh, I remember.
I remember. No, that's why Adam is saying that.
Oh, I know.
I love how Eric acts oblivious to it. Like, oh, yeah, no way. Not weird, but like Adam, yeah. It's a valid. Don't make Roscoe sound like a perv.
No, I think, has anybody, you know, did your parents ever have with you the conversation, the talk about the boys and the bees?
No, they were too busy running their store, but I know all about it.
I thought you were going to say they were too busy fucking.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought you were going to say, too.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Boids and bees. Yeah.
Back is this another piece?
Back on the ship. The memory I had about flowers. When Rafina was healing me.
In that big fight when I was driving the boat. Remember that? Sorry, this is about you. Go on.
There were boys there, too. And bees as well. Buzzing around. Flapping their little wings. I think that might have been... Maybe this was already established earlier, but in case it's been forgotten or it's not clear, I think that was when I was fucking the fairy queen.
Oh. Wow.
Or maybe she was fucking me. Hey, 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Want to discuss the differences?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Do you?
Oh, gosh, Shimi. I know that we just talked about solving the puzzle of myself.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
10, 15 minutes ago. But
right.
I wasn't prepared for this.
What? No, right?
And this is all canon now. Everything I just said, like I really said.
Right, that's true. So do you think we found, did at least we find a few edge pieces?
The edge pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah. That's like where people start, right?
Yeah.
Same people.
Right, I don't. I start right in the middle. Edge of the puzzle, edge of the clouds. I, oh my gosh. The very back edge, of that first running memory. I remember now. It felt like, kind of like what I was just saying. I remember that my first memory, I just was running out of something or away from something. I emerged from something mid-run. That's the back edge. What was I emerging from? What is my cold front? Or was it a hot front? Or was it a hot back? Or a cold back? I don't know. I don't know what any of these things are.
No, we're figuring it out together.
This is all part of the process. Do you think you were running... Were you running scared? Were you frolicking?
No, it wasn't frolicking. I was desperately afraid of something. Something that was making me run super fast.
Or someone.
Yeah, maybe.
Was it yourself?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, you were 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I don't think many 7 or 8-year-olds are scared of themselves.
Roscoe's not aware of what Will saw when Roscoe did the misty step or whatever. when he emerged out of like the eyeballs or whatever.
The orbs.
Will saw that.
Yes. It was in the Scarecrow fight.
Emerging out of the orbs.
Okay. I was thinking of a different thing because there was some other vision thing that you had with orbs and like Rafina on a pink surface or something. So I was confusing that. So that was during the Scarecrow fight. Yes. Okay. I remember that. Yes. Okay.
So, but we played that as Roscoe didn't relive that moment. It was kind of Will having insight into.
Yeah.
Into it something like, about Roscoe.
I just said you had to reveal something because of some role or something. I don't remember how it worked out. But yeah, Roscoe was not aware of that.
Well, yeah. I mean, this moment then, just kind of like, I mean, meditable, is like Roscoe kind of starting to remember that sensation. He's like, I was emerging from something, from a whole other plane of existence, maybe. I don't know. From wherever those alternate squiggly lines are from.
Oh, I see. So this is like the start. That's like the start of your existence in this line. But it came from the other line, you're thinking, maybe?
So,
huh?
And Ian said I had some kind of magic in me, some kind of fairy magic, which makes sense. I'm from somewhere. Maybe, yeah. I'm from somewhere where there was a fairy queen.
Yeah. Huh?
Do you think I might be like a fairy king?
Well, I mean,
to fuck the fairy queen.
Oh, that makes sense, right? That's who gets to have sex, right? Is people who are married.
What do you know? What do you know about the Fey realm?
Me? What's that? Yeah. I don't even know. Well, what do you the fairy realm? Did you mean fairy? Is that how you say fairy?
No, it's the place where the like fairies are from and other magic, all sorts of magical creatures.
Oh.
I've run into some. Over the course of my life, working for, you know, the soy kids.
Sure.
But I never thought about it. But maybe I'm from that place.
But wait, so are you saying, and forgive me for being crass, but did you make love with this fairy queen sometime before you were 7 or 8?
Ew. Oh, everything's all...
It is. I thought it was just me.
Whatever beautiful noises you were making.
It literally did pick it up. I was like, what's happening?
Is it picking up now?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, look, we're here.
Eric, like, really? Was that a genuine question?
From Shimi, it was.
Do you want to address that? All right, okay.
Well, and then Roscoe, like, considers that, and then suddenly his eyes go wide and...
Ew. Oh, that is something weird. Okay, now I remember more things about Roscoe. He's like a baby. A baby's voice flew out of his mouth before. And that's just what just happened, I guess. Another baby cry. That's what it sounded like at the end, right? Or something. Okay.
It was supposed to, I couldn't do it, but it was basically like a little far-off voice saying, ew.
Yeah, like, ew. Okay, nice. Was it a baby voice, though?
I mean, it sounded like, okay. Yes. Yeah,
goo goo gaga, ooh.
You should have said.
Fascinating.
All right, I guess we'll put a pin in that one.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
I mean,
we are here.
We probably should.
We've been sitting here for the past 10 minutes. That pole you punched was right there. You can still touch it.
Wow, that's right.
He doesn't pull his punches. Oof. I wish I were there so I could have actually said that.
All right, so yeah, they arrive at Milling's Goods and Sundry. All right, now I'm going to roll a D2 to see who gets to go next. Roll it. 2, Rafina!
I just got another piece of pizza. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, just shout it in your mouth.
I'm ready.
Go. Roll it up.
No. Fold it. I'm ready.
You know, you can only fold a piece of paper a certain number of times. I wonder what the number is for pizza. If it's more
it's
or less.
It's gotta be true. It's gotta be the same.
It's only one. You fold it in half. What the fuck are you talking about?
Because then it's no longer a piece of paper.
But that's the default.
It's a folded piece of paper.
That's like zero folds is one fold.
No, because some people eat it like this. But I can't do that with this pop filter here. What the fuck? Eric just raised his eyebrows at me like I was doing this weird dorky pizza eating motion.
Mm-hmm.
As if that's sexy.
I have pizza on my wedding ring.
This is sexual to him right here.
Well, if you picture a piece of pizza.
On his wedding ring.
Yeah. Rafina!
Right. Rafina!
Rafina's ready. Rafina's ready.
So, yeah, you stayed behind with the raft and Gary and family. He actually sent the family off. He has a place that they're staying, so they're not going to get in the way of the intense ferrying that is set to occur soon. You guys can actually even hear the procession sort of coming up the street. Not, like, partying, but just lots of people walking, basically. It's loud enough with the number of people there are. Did he have an accent? Probably not.
No, he didn't.
Right. Gary? Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I just kept picturing him as you. It's like you and me when we were young, and you were like, I got a job! And I'm like, me too! Yay! That's what he sounded like. Oh, yay! We're not gonna starve. That's what he sounded like.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good impression.
All right, so I think they're coming. You are amazing. You're going to teach me everything you do, but I don't know if you have time to teach me everything you do in the next few minutes. Or do you? I believe in
you.
Well,
I could try, but I just really think even if I did, it can't get absorbed that quickly.
Mm.
It just can't. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's very specialized.
Okay. So how can I help?
Well, luckily for you, I have a spare copy of the Fairy Person's Fantastic Fanual. And I reach into my pocket and I pull out a book that's like this big, but it's all so, okay, this big being like an inch tall, listeners.
Does that mean thick it's or about, tall?
I'm getting there to the other dimensions.
Okay.
It's an inch tall and an inch thick.
And 7 feet wide.
7 feet wide and it's rolled up. No, just kidding. It's a fruit roll-up. It's inscribed on a fruit roll-up. No. So inch tall, inch wide, and then like maybe 2 inches for the third dimension. I forget which ones I said. Tall, wide, and long. And it's well-thumbed. And I say to Gary, you know, I think I've extracted everything I can squeeze out of this fanual. Okay. Fanual. The M is silent.
Wait.
So I...
Wait. I'm writing this down. Femmanuel, but the M is silent.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go.
Yes. So I am going to pass this to you. You have a long and happy career ahead of you.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not a fortune teller, so that might be wrong.
Oh,
but
okay.
I would like to say...
I don't think you have to say that.
But I want you to have this.
Okay. This has got to be worth so much money, though. Like, I have to give you something for it.
Well, no, I don't think you need to give me anything at all. It's time for this knowledge to be passed along.
Oh my gosh. And he, like, takes it reverently from you. I will cherish this. This will absolutely be a benefit, truly.
I'm sorry it doesn't smell very good. It's been at the very, very bottom of my pack, and I used to keep it at the bottom of my socks.
Oh.
So I apologize for that, but...
Okay. I didn't smell it yet. Maybe I won't.
I wouldn't.
Okay. Fair
but
warning.
But I do think you should read it. And in fact, the odor will help you cultivate a dedication to your craft. And I don't mean your boat. That's a different kind of craft.
Okay.
I mean the craft of burying your craft.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll have to be willing every time you go to that book to smell that smell and still learn what's in it.
So I need to like not hold my nose? Like I need to actively smell this?
Are you sure that...
He's holding it a little further away from himself than he was before.
Well, you may find that you end up liking that smell. Not like it, but you may find that you associate it with learning. It'll be the odor of knowledge, of wisdom even. And sometimes it doesn't smell good, but it still brings you to that place.
All right, and he tentatively pulls
it towards
him.
Throws it overboard.
Just drops it. No, he tentatively draws it towards his face, and he kind of dips his head in a couple times, and he closes his eyes real tight, and he lets in a little sniff. His eyes fly open. He looks directly at you. He looks almost horrified for just a split second.
He's horrified at how much he likes that smell and he wants to lick my toes.
Oh my god.
No,
only Rafina OnlyFans. RafOnlyFans. RafOnlyFans!
KT, your microphone is off.
No! RafOnlyFans! Oh my god. Wow. Rafina's gonna sell her boob socks. All right. Signing off. Hanging up. Goodbye. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Hysterical.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then he shakes his head vigorously a few times and pulls it away from him. I could see that being an acquired smell.
Just think about cheese.
Oh.
How
he turns a little green.
And he notes also when he sort of flips through the book that each page only has one word on it.
What the fuck?
But as he flips through it and gets to the end, when he flips through it again, they're different words this time.
What the fuck?
Abby.
I know, I'm breaking all the rules.
No, you just made like a cool item that never would, like... That's so the rule of
your
cool. It never would have mattered.
Uh-huh.
It never would have mattered. It would have never changed the game in any way. Uh-huh. But it is absolutely sensical and amazing that Rafina would have such a magical item.
Uh-huh.
Well, during the entire first season.
Yes, but she loves it. That's amazing.
During the entire first season, it was in the sock. So,
uh-huh.
You know, that's why it's not in my pack or my list.
Knock
oh,
around.
My
you
God.
Know, I don't list all the lint in my socks.
So when you get...
Just some of it.
When you get to the end, repeat this. Like, you have to go backwards through it, or when you turn to the front again, it's new?
You turn to the front again. Yep.
Okay.
And the way amazing. It kind of works is that it recognizes that you finished one lesson and then you're ready for the next. But like if Duolingo. You went through it and didn't, but if you didn't actually learn the first time, then even the yeah. words do change, but they've actually changed to slow it down for you.
Because
they think maybe you didn't understand it well.
Listen, nice flip, idiot, period.
Come on, some of us need a little extra help. Amazing. That's amazing. Okay.
It should exist.
Abby, like, why don't you write D&D books? You should write, like, books of D&D items. Like, legitimately, that sounds like absolutely something that people would pay to purchase.
I could make millions.
Yes. Just love that one idea. Don't ever think of anything again. But if you wanted to.
Now you're telling you, you're
confident. She needs to we make should come up book. With a book. Like, I should do the illustrations and you should come up with the items. Please, Abby. Abby.
I love that so much.
Abby, I would be honored to illustrate your ideas. I already always think of, like, the stealing fireflies and things like that. Like, but a D&D item book of, like, Abby's ideas, please let me be involved.
Let's do it.
Oh my God.
Let's do it.
I'm writing it down. Okay. I really want to do it.
Anytime you ask me, what do I write? Just send Abby a message. Give me an item.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry, I just love that. That was beautiful. How do you do that? Aww. I can't even speak half the time.
Stop. That's so not true.
Louise. It is. Abby, it's true. No, I can't talk. True.
They say geez Louise.
I say geez Louise. That's half the words I know. All right. Here we go. okay.
So,
what? Oh, sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. I was using the wrong voice.
I just anyway. Wrote down in my notes just a minute ago. Oh shit! I forgot to write notes.
I have very extensive notes.
So like, I will send you my notes. Everybody later.
I can just send you what I've written. I wrote really extensive notes so far because I can't write notes personally. I barely can write notes when I'm role playing. So please take notes.
That's why I never have any notes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's so.
I didn't take good notes while I was talking, but I have notes. But KT's the right person because they were. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So should I? Do you want me? Should I start this now, or can I?
Oh yes.
Oh,
the time is nigh.
Okay, I mean they're coming. Like, do you need my help, or just read this book?
Well, you can start. It. Don't worry. The book is going to. It's going to adapt to what you need right now.
Oh my. Okay.
Can we like see them coming over the horizon? Like, are they right here?
Yeah, they're coming. Basically, they'll be there in a couple minutes.
But don't worry, I will help you.
Aww.
Okay.
Except when I go away, which is probably pretty soon. But I'm here now.
Well, you gave me this. Like, what more could I ask for?
Aw. That's right. What more could you ask for?
I don't know. Now that you mention it.
No, focus on the book.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And he starts reading. Is there anything you're doing as you know that you're what's a word for it's not
protege?
Cargo? It's not cargo. No, the people coming.
Customers?
Oh, preparing for the
travelers?
What do they call them?
Passengers?
I bet you there's like a term for like
there's like
stuff on a
term.
Ferry. A crowd on a ferry. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's probably like a cloud.
Mucilage.
Mucilage.
I'm putting up the ramp so they can climb on board. And it's just me and Gary and his family, right? The
his
rest
family's
of you are
not
all
there.
Other things. Okay.
He sent them away.
Oh, really? What happened to Gloria, et cetera?
He told them where he was staying. He knew that this big crowd was coming. And so.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
I heard.
We started.
No, you like did it in this really good descriptive way, but I was like, nobody's gonna remember. Like you did a great job, and I'm like, who's gonna remember that once you're like,
right
into
I have to
it?
Be like, bye, Gary. Right. Bye, Gloria.
It's
bye, Gary. Bye,
me,
Gloria. Bye, Mo. Bye, Gary.
Sure.
I mean, Dad. Bye, Mo.
You sound like you're doing a SpongeBob.
Bye,
thing.
Cindy.
Yes. Bye, Plankton. It's just like the voices you were doing sounded SpongeBob-y.
Hi, Gary.
And isn't Gary the snail?
Oh, Gary's
that's,
the snail.
That's why I was thinking it, too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's so funny.
I'm around a lot of SpongeBob all day, guys. Kids love SpongeBob.
I hear you.
So now you all can picture it and remember it. Yeah, the procession is approaching the ferry, Rafina, led by this large man holding this coffin, if you recall.
Do I already know whether the large man is or is not Captain Paisley?
I don't know if you know.
I feel like you said he had a captain's hat or something. I feel like he talked. There was something that signified that there was a pretty obvious like lead guy.
I mean, it is him.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it is him. Okay.
Yeah. Like, why would
it's
I
so
have
hard
that vision otherwise?
Especially like.
Right. Because you know,
I never know
but...
what I reveal. I've known that it's him the whole time. So.
And the coffin is very small. It's like, what'd you say? 1 or 2 feet long?
I think I said 2 or 3 feet.
Okay. Yeah.
It was cruel and made you all think it was a child.
Procession is led by large, beefy human man, dark black hair and mutton chops, carrying himself a small coffin 3 feet long.
The mutton chops are very captain-y.
And then everyone's talking about how the captain lost his ferret. So, like, it's the captain.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And as they approach...
I think that Rafina would assume.
Yeah.
I'm sure his face is emotional, too.
Yeah.
Captain Malvolio Paisley requesting permission to board. There you go. Now you know it's him.
Granted, mucilage number 1. Please proceed.
This is amazing.
I'm just picturing the Mucinex commercial.
Oh my god. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you. Gary, who's this? Oh, she's helping out. I'm just picking up a few tips. She's an expert ferryman, farrier. And, didn't I hire you for this job? Well, yeah, but I mean, she's just, you know, you'll see. I thought it was appropriate.
Rafina Falangepot at your service. Oh. And she interrupts very intentionally and clicks her heels together. And make an unusually loud click sound. She says, I'm a visitor in this land, and I have not gotten to ferry for such a long time. I'm very excited to be able to help this young protege in my field.
Oh, well, maybe I should hire you.
No, thank you.
Oh.
I am not for sale.
Well, I'm... Certainly, yes. Well, let's load up then, I suppose, and I can complete this. And his face falls a little bit. He was distracted a little bit by all this talk between fellow nauticalists.
Nauticalists.
Fellow water runners, water striders. Liquid
water bears, tardigrades.
Oh, water bears, water bearers, but water bears. That's gotta be something. Like, that's like Rafina is attracted to that profession because of that name. Water bears.
Water bears.
You know, water bears. It's those, you know, the little guys.
Tardigrades.
Oh, that's what they're called. Water bears.
Water bears, because they kind of look like bears.
Yeah, I've heard something bears. I don't remember.
But water bearers, because they're fairy. Like, that's what Rafina's got to call them, right? Water bears. We're water bears is the water bear code. I love that. Anyway.
Among other things.
So that word. But yeah, his face falls a little bit and he says, I would, let's bring the first group on board. I would like to come to the end of this walk we've taken today.
Understood.
So yeah, they all load up onto the ferry and Gary looks up from his book, look almost like inspiration is struck, and he runs back and he lifts up the ramp. You were like about to do it, mm-hmm. And he was like a half step ahead of you, Rafina.
Aww. Oh,
excellent. You finished preface A.
Yeah, I did. I read it twice.
Good for you. And I pat him on top of the head, except that he's taller than I am, so I have to jump.
There's
is he really tall? Tell me he's not really hot.
He's 7'4".
well, but he has to lean down to lift up the ramp, so I'm able to do
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
He's securing it in place, too. So
he knows what to do.
Yep, so we heard the description of Rafina. Like, it's up to... I think it's personal interpretation whether Rafina was just doing her natural thing or whether she was showboating or show ferrying on the last trip.
Show ferrying.
Amazing.
But what is it, do we get a similar display on this trip now? Is it altered at all? What is ferrying this group of people across the river look like?
Extremely professional and solemn. We have to match the ferrying to the occasion.
And I just read
the demeanor that you can see. Right. This is what Rafina is communicating sort of out of the side of her mouth to Gary. Okay. So there's definitely an air of competence.
Mm-hmm.
There's competence and yet a certain ease.
Okay.
And occasionally there's a tiny, very subtle ore that goes in the air and does a little twirl, but nobody who's upset sees it. And she catches it again.
Only the people there who don't give a shit, they see it.
That's so great. Okay. Amazing.
All right. And the captain is watching you. He is definitely in admiration of your work here today. Just so you know.
You like the smell of the book?
He hasn't smelled the book. I mean, Gary's okay, been keeping a good
only Rafoli fans. Rafoli fans.
Yeah, he didn't pay.
you gotta get subscribed.
You gonna draw the Rafoli
fans? Okay,
on Rafoli
I guess
fans?
I gotta draw Rafoli fans.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.